Take my word for it. This is a rabbit hole you don't want to dive down. Viewer discretion advised. Stories are running the cycle of the news to where we almost become sick of them. What happened to the stories that dominated the news for such a long time? Did they ever figure out what the actor or actress's death was caused by? Who was the killer in that string of murders? Does the legendary creature exist, or was it made up by someone simply seeking attention? How did that one person die? Welcome to The Aftermath, where we hop in our time machines and figure out what ended up happening in the news stories we followed so intently and then never heard the ending to due to life smacking us in the face with more happenings. Forgotten story. The Great Depression. The Great Depression was a period of severe economic downturn that affected the world from the years 1929 to 1939. It was the longest and most widespread depression of the 20th century, causing millions of people to lose their jobs, homes, and even their savings.
Keep the change, you filthy animal!
The backstory. A loaf of bread, 12 cents. A pound of hamburger, 12 cents. A dozen eggs, 18 cents. A gallon of milk, 26 cents. A pound of bacon, 21 cents. A pound of coffee, 39 cents. A new house, $3,900. A new car, $860. And a movie ticket, 25 cents. And for that ultra-smart kid of yours, tuition at Harvard, $420 a year.
What were some of the causes of the Depression?
The stock market crash of 29 wiped a large amount of wealth and confidence among investors away from the board at that time. The overproduction and underconsumption of goods, which led to falling prices, profits, and incomes. The contraction of international trade, which reduced the demand for exports and imports. The failure of the banking system.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. We can put that check in a money market mutual fund. Then we'll reinvest the earnings into foreign currency accounts with compounding interest, and it's gone.
Which prevented people from accessing credit or money. The droughts and famines that affected so many agricultural regions, especially in the United States.
I figure you owe me. For a couple of times, anyway. You make it rain. You hear me? You make it rain!
Were just some of the effects of the Great Depression. The rise of social unrest, political extremism, and violence in many countries.
What? What's the matter?
You spilled the salt. That's what's the matter. Spilling the salt is very bad luck. We're driving across a country. The last thing we need is bad luck. Quick, toss some salt over your right shoulder.
What the hell?
Uh-oh. Too little, too late, Harry.
Who's the dead man that hit me with the salt shaker?
It was a terrible mistake, sir. Please, oh, believe me, I would never do anything to offend a man of your size.
Kick his ass, Seabass!
Some examples, Dust Bowl migration in the United States, Spanish Civil War in Spain, and the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany. The emergence of a new economic policy and institutions that was aimed to prevent and mitigate future depressions. Some examples are the New Deal that was set in the United States.
In the working out of a great national program that seeks the primary good of the greater number, it is true that the toes of some people are being stepped on. and are going to be stepped on. But these tolls belong to the comparative few who seek to retain or to gain position or riches or both by some shortcut that is harmful to the greater good.
What did he say?
The Keynesian theory in economics and the Bretton Woods system for international trade. The transformation of society and culture in many aspects. Some examples are the decline of rural life, the increase of urbanization, mass media, consumerism, and even social welfare.
Whoa, I'd like to have that job.
The Great Depression was a complex and multifaceted phenomenon that had lasting impacts on history and humanity.
How did other countries cope with the Depression?
To answer your questions about how other countries responded from the Great Depression, I had to do some digging on this one. And what I found was different countries adopted different strategies to cope with or overcome the economic crisis caused by the Depression. Some countries tried to maintain their adherence to gold standard or currency devaluation policies that limited their ability to stimulate.
That's what she said! Woo!
Their economies through monetary expansion and fiscal spending. Some countries resorted to protectionist measures, such as imposing tariffs or quotas on foreign goods or restricting exchange rates that reduced their international trade partners' access to their markets. Some countries implemented new economic reforms, such as public works programs, social welfare schemes, banking regulations, or currency controls that aimed to restore confidence among consumers and investors. Some countries experienced radical political changes, such as revolutions and coup d'etats, that challenged their existing governments or ideologies.
Come on, rub my nipples while I torture this little piggy.
That's what she said! Woo!
Here's a question I bet you guys don't get asked much. What was the suicide rate during the Great Depression?
The suicide rate during the Great Depression was a topic of interest and controversy among historians, economists, and sociologists.
In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick.
Because I don't think there is one concise answer. One source claimed that there was no epidemic of suicides at all or window jumpings in the wake of the stock market crash of 29, contrary to popular lore. It cites that the economist John Kenneth Galbraith, who reported that the number of suicides in the United States in October and November of 1929 was among the lowest of any month that year. The source also explains that the false tales about a rash of Wall Street suicides originated from a British reporter who had been badly burned in the market himself and witnessed a body fall near him.
Handbook for the recently diseased.
Deceased.
I don't know where it came from. Look at that publisher.
Handbook for the recently deceased press.
You know what? I don't think we survived the crash.
At number two,
a student project from The Ohio State University, which analyzed newspaper obituaries from 27 to 37 that contained the term suicide. It found that unemployment rather than stock market crash or foreclosure had been the largest magnitude of directly influencing individuals' decisions to take their own lives.
Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
The source suggests that unemployment may have led to more than just income stream loss, but also affect one's self-esteem, social relationships, and mental health.
It's the square root of 9 and the first digit of pi at number 3.
Is an article from the Society Pages, which discusses how urban legend regarding mass suicide during the Great Depression far outstripped reality. It states that suicide rates in the United States reached an all-time high during this time period, topping 22 suicides per 100,000.
Listen to me.
What?
Huh?
I, Vigo, the scourge of Carpathia, the sorrow of Moldavia, command you.
Oh, command me, Lord.
Persons. However, it also notes that this increase was mainly due to changes in reporting methods and definitions of suicide by different agencies and states.
At number 4
is an entry from Encyclopedia.com, which examines how psychological factors influence people's responses to the Great Depression. However, it also acknowledges that some people did commit suicide as a result of despair, hopelessness, or frustration caused by hardship or social instabilities.
Dropping 3 notches from last week's number 2, here at number 5 is
a press release from the CDC online newsroom, which reports on new data on suicide rates in the United States from 2000 to 2010. It reveals the largest increase in overall suicide rate occurred in the Great Depression throughout the years of 1929 to 1933. It surged from 18.0 in 1928 to 22.1, an all-time high in 32, the last full year in the Great Depression, a record increase of 22.8% in any four-year period of history.
How did people cope with the unemployment and the Great Depression?
That's actually a great question. Unemployment was one of the most devastating effects of the Great Depression, which lasted from 1929 to 1939. Millions of people lost their jobs, incomes, savings, all because of an economy collapse. People had to cope with unemployment in different ways, depending on their circumstances and resources. Here are some common ways that people coped with unemployment during the Great Depression. Reliance on charity and relief schemes. Many people depended on local churches, charities, or government agencies for food, clothing, shelter, or medical care. Some towns and cities organized temporary homes or soup kitchens for the poor. Long lines of bread handouts were common. Seeking alternative sources for income was another way. Some people tried to find other jobs or businesses to supplement their own income and support their families. Some joined trade unions or cooperatives to demand better wages and working conditions. Some engaged in informal activities such as peddling goods and doing odd jobs or performing street entertainment. Moving to other areas was another way. Some people just moved to other regions or states in search of work opportunities or lower living costs. However, they would soon find out there weren't many out there. Some migrated to the rural areas where farming was more accessible and competitive. Some traveled across the country by foot or by train in hopes of finding a job. Facing hardship or despair, another way. Some people suffered from hunger, malnutrition, illness, homelessness, or what have you, as a result of unemployment. Some experienced depression, anxiety, anger, or hopelessness as they struggled to survive. Some retorted to alcoholism, crime, suicide, or violence as they lost their sense of purpose and dignity. Unemployment during the Great Depression was a challenging and traumatic experience for many people. It had lasting impacts on their physical and mental health, social relationships, and economic prospects. However, it also inspired some people to show resilience, creativity, solidarity, and activism in the face of adversity.
So what was the Dust Bowl, and did it affect the Great Depression?
The Dust Bowl was a period of severe dust storms that damaged the ecology and agriculture of American and Canadian prairies in 1930. It was basically part of a combination of the perfect storm.
Oh my God, call it the perfect storm.
Where a bunch of circumstances come together to create an even worse one. It was caused by a combination of drought and poor farming practices that removed the natural vegetation and soil. The Dust Bowl affected millions of people who suffered from hunger, disease, and poverty. Many of them migrated to other regions in search of better work or better living conditions.
How did it impact the Depression, though?
It reduced the supply of wheat and other crops, which increased the prices of food and decreased the income of farmers. It forced many people to abandon their homes and land, which increased the population of migrants and homeless people at the time. It also created health problems such as dust pneumonia, which affected the respiratory system of many people and increased the mortality rate, contributed to the environmental degradation of soil erosion, which made the land less fertile and productive for future generations. The Dust Bowl was one of the worst environmental disasters in American history. It had lasting effects on the economy and society, along with culture of the nation, for a good time coming.
How did the Depression affect everyone?
Good question. It affected most countries in the world, and it had devastating effects on both the rich and poor, but the impact varied depending on the source and extent of one's wealth.
Some of the ways the Depression affected the rich were as follows.
Some rich people lost their fortunes in the stock market crash of 29, which wiped out a large amount of wealth and confidence among investors and consumers. Many of them had invested heavily in stocks on margin, meaning they borrowed money to buy more shares than they could afford. When the market collapsed, they could not repay their loans and had to sell all of their assets at a loss.
Who is this ghastly man?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And you must be the Monopoly guy.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Some rich people suffered from reduced income and profits, as did everyone. Many businesses and industries faced bankruptcy or closure, and even some rich people had to lay off workers, cut wages, or lower dividends.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man. All I wanna know is, who's coming, man? Who's coming with me? Huh? Who's coming with me, man?
I will.
Jan. Thank you, Jan. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Bully, man.
Some rich people also had to pay higher taxes or fees to support the government's relief and recovery programs. Some rich people maintained or increased their wealth.
Well, we're moving on now.
As they had diversified their investments or taken advantage of economic crisis.
Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's what happens. Where's my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
Some of them had invested in bonds, gold, or real estate, which had regained or gained value during the Depression. Some of them had bought stocks at low prices and sold them at high prices when the market recovered. Some of them had exploited the cheap labor and resources available during the Depression. Some of them had to curb their extravagant spending and consumption as they faced public criticism or resentment from the poor. Some of them had to donate or volunteer for charitable causes as they felt guilty or responsible for the suffering of others. Some of them had to adapt or resist the political and economic reforms as they threatened or benefited their interests. The Great Depression was a complex, multifaceted phenomenon that had lasting impacts on history of humanity. It affected the rich in different ways depending on their circumstances of choice.
How did the Depression end?
This is one of those really chicken or egg scenarios, depends on who you ask the question to. The end of the Great Depression is a topic of debate among historians and economists. Some of the factors contributed to the recovery of the economy were
the New Deal programs,
which were initiated by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933. They aimed to provide relief, reform, and recovery for the American people through various agencies and policies. Some of the programs included Social Security Act, the Works Progress Administration, the National Recovery Administration, and the Tennessee Valley Authority.
The World War,
which began in 1939 and involved most of the world's major powers.
Your commentator is Joe O'Brien. Here is the motion picture record released by the United States Navy of the havoc wrought by the Japs' sneak sky and sea raid on Pearl Harbor, America's mid-Pacific naval bastion.
The war stimulated the production and consumption of goods and services, as well as the employment and income of millions of people. The war also increased the government spending and borrowing.
Everybody's got a price.
everybody's gonna pay.
Which boosted the aggregated demand and output.
The Bretton Woods system,
which was established in 1944 and lasted all the way up until 1971. It was an international monetary system that fixed the exchange rates of currencies to the United States dollar, which was backed by gold. The system also created
the International Monetary Fund and World Bank,
which provided financial assistance and stability for the post-war reconstruction and development.
The poor were hardest hit by the
manic depression is capturing my soul.
As they faced unemployment, hunger, homelessness, and disease, the poor had little or no access to relief, welfare, or health care. The poor experienced discrimination, violence, and exploitation. The poor had to rely on charity, self-help, or migration to survive.
The farmers.
The farmers suffered from low prices, overproduction, and debt. The farmers faced natural disasters such as the droughts, floods, and dust storms that ruined their crops and lands. The farmers had to abandon their farms or sell them at a loss. The farmers ended up having to migrate to other areas to seek non-farming jobs.
The women.
The women faced increased domestic and economic responsibilities as they had to manage the household budget, care for the children, and find work on top of it.
I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
The women faced discrimination and harassment in the labor markets as they were paid less than men and excluded from certain jobs.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
The women faced social and cultural pressures as they were expected to conform to traditional gender roles or challenged to assert their rights.
The children.
The children suffered from malnutrition, illness, and lack of education as they had inadequate food, health care, and schooling. The children had to work, beg, or steal to help their families or themselves. The children had to cope with emotional and psychological stress as they witnessed or experienced poverty, violence, and family breakdowns.
Minorities.
The minorities such as African Americans, Native Americans, Asian Americans, and Hispanic Americans faced racial discrimination and segregation in all aspects of life.
Not cool. Not fucking cool. You have no fucking idea how not fucking cool that shit is.
The minorities were the first to lose their jobs and the last to get relief or assistance. The minorities were also victims of prejudice, hostility, and violence. The minorities were targets of exclusion, deportation, or just relocation.
What were some of the major events and developments that happened during the Great Depression, such as the stock market crash, the Dust Bowl, the New Deal, or World War II? You know, etc., etc.
Some of the major events and developments that happened during this time were the stock market crash, as we mentioned before, 29, which wiped out local amounts of wealth and confidence among investors and consumers and triggered a global economic crisis that lasted for decades. The Dust Bowl, which was a period of severe dust storms that damaged the ecology and agriculture of the American and Canadian prairies in 1930, it caused hunger, disease, and poverty for millions of people, many whom just plain out moved. Special thanks to the following. These are all .coms. ThoughtCo. History. StLouisFeed.org, Britannica, Investopedia, KhanAcademy.org, Sage-Answer, BBC.co.uk, LOC.gov, HistoryPlex, Sites.wp.odu.edu, Drought.unl.edu, Fee.org, Newsweek.com. For the aftermath, I'm your host, Dan Hudson.